Today we'll be looking at 1 John chapter 2, beginning in verse 18. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. The focus of our study today is the word Antichrist. Now, that's a commonly used word today. There are many discussions that people have about this word. People talk about the word Antichrist at work. They have discussions on the internet about this word. There are sermons preached about it. There are books that are written on this subject. And there are television programs about the word Antichrist. Most of the time, when people use this word, they speculate. And rarely do you hear what the Bible actually says about this word Antichrist. That's ironic because if the Bible had not mentioned the word Antichrist, then people would not be talking about it so much. But at the same time, people rarely even consider, much less mention, what the Bible says about this subject. So we want to go straight to the Word of God today so that we can see the Bible meaning and receive the Bible definition of the word Antichrist as it's used in the context of these verses. Now, it might surprise some to know that the word Antichrist is not in the book of Revelation. It is not there. John wrote the book of Revelation, but he did not use the word Antichrist in that book. You only find the word Antichrist in the writings of John, and in those writings of John, you only find this word in 1 John and 2 John. You don't see this word in the book of John. You don't find it in 3 John, and you don't read it in the book of Revelation. It is only in 1 John and 2 John. So what we want to do is to begin with 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, and we want to look at the instances in 1 John where he uses this word and see how he uses this term. And then we want to go to 2 John because we have a verse there where he uses this word as well. So let's begin in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time. Notice that John says, in his day, in his lifetime, it is the last time. He didn't say the last time will come. He said it is the last time. So in John's generation, in John's lifetime, almost 2,000 years ago, John wrote these words, it is the last time. And New Testament writers oftentimes speak of that same kind of expression. For instance, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, Peter talked about these last times. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, the Bible talks about these last days. And then in Acts 2, 16 and 17, Peter said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days. Acts 2, 16 and 17. New Testament writers talked about the last time, the last times, the last days, as being in their lifetime. The New Testament does not use any of those expressions to refer to the last generation before Jesus returns or the last several years before Jesus comes again on the judgment day. John said it is the last time, and he said, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Notice that John says, you have heard that Antichrist shall come. So they had been warned. These Christians had been taught about this subject. John is not introducing anything new here. He's telling them, you have heard about it, and now it is so. Now it is happening just like you have heard. And notice that he says, you have heard that Antichrist shall come. And even now, at the time that John is writing, he said there are many Antichrists. One thing that you're going to notice as you read through the book of 1 John and 2 John, which are the only books in the Bible that use the word Antichrist, is that John, in the Bible, never speaks of the Antichrist. He talks about many Antichrists. There were many of these people called Antichrist, but the Bible does not speak of the Antichrist. I'm aware of the fact that the New King James Version and perhaps other translations render this the, capital A, Antichrist. But that is not a good translation. That is not a consistent translation in the passages that we're looking at. This passage alone shows that there is not one individual called the Antichrist, because he plainly says that there are many Antichrist. If there are many Antichrist in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, then there is not one whom we should call the Antichrist. So compare this to modern preaching. Many times today, people speculate about the Antichrist when the Bible does not even talk about the Antichrist. So fact number one that needs to be remembered when we talk about this subject is that the Bible plainly says there were many Antichrist, not just one, in Bible times. We also find that he goes on to say in verse 18, whereby we know that it is the last time. Verse 19 says, they, that is these men who are Antichrist, went out from us. They went out from the disciples, the Christians in the first century. But he says they were not of us. How could they go out from these disciples? How could they leave the church when he says they were not of us? Well, they were part of the number. They were part of the group. But when he says they were not of us, he means that they did not have the love of the truth that these other disciples had. Somewhere along the line, they lost the love of the truth. And when that happened, they left. John says they went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, if they had had the love of the truth, and if they had kept the love of the truth, like John and these others did, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. So in 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 and 19, we find that the Antichrist subject had been taught to these people. We find that there were many Antichrists, and we find that these Antichrists were apostates from the church. Now then, let's go on and see what John says besides this about the word Antichrist. Remember, we're not looking at the speculations or the imaginations of men on this topic. We're looking at what the Bible says. So, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 22, just several verses later, John writes, "Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son." When a man denies that Jesus is the Christ, he is denying God the Father. And in that sense, John says, he is Antichrist. This verse then gives us insight about the meaning of this word as it is used in the Bible. John says that a man who denies that Jesus is the Christ is Antichrist. Now, he gets even more specific when we turn to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, and we want to begin in verse 1. John writes, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Now, he explains and he specifies beginning in verse 2. "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit, that is every person, that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world." What is an Antichrist according to John's writings? The Bible says that an antichrist is someone who does not confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. An antichrist is someone who denies that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. There were people in John's day that said that Jesus Christ did not have a body of flesh and blood. How did they do that? How could they say that Jesus of Nazareth really didn't have a fleshly body? Some of these people eventually said that Jesus was more of a spirit, that he was an apparition, that he really didn't have a body of flesh and blood. Well, the Bible specifically denies that, and in 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, as John opens this book, in the very opening words of this book, John says, "We have seen him, we have heard him, and our own hands have handled the word of life, which is the Son of God." So John begins by denying the Antichrist doctrine. Some of these people in the Antichrist heresy camp said that Jesus never had a physical body. Others eventually said that Jesus of Nazareth was a mere man, and that when he was baptized, the Christ came upon him at his baptism and stayed with him until he was crucified and then left him. And that too is a denial of plain Bible teaching. So 1 John chapter 4, verse 3 tells us specifically what an antichrist was. Then in the book of 2 John, verse 7, I want you to notice again how John defines this word. In 2 John 7, he writes, "For many deceivers," notice again that there are many of these people, "many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh." They deny that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Notice what he says in verse 7, "This is a deceiver and an antichrist." Not the antichrist, but an antichrist. So an antichrist was someone who denied that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. And so the basic facts about the word antichrist in the Bible are these. There were many antichrists in John's day, not just one. Number two, the Bible never speaks of the antichrist. Number three, an antichrist is specifically said to be someone who denies that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, and 2 John, verse 7. Now compare these plain and simple Bible facts to all the speculation that is in the world today and all the speculation that has been in the world for the past 2,000 years. When people hear the word antichrist today, they immediately associate that word with the idea of one man who will rule the world at the end of time. This one world ruler will be the dictator over one world government, and this is why this kind of thinking leads to even further speculation that is not in the Bible, speculations about terms that are in the Bible that are misused and taken out of context, or words that are not even in the Bible, much less the concept of those words. Speculations about the Great Tribulation, speculations about the Battle of Armageddon, talk about the rapture, and many other such ideas that are not founded in the Bible. It is tragic, but it is true, that many people get more excited about imaginations and speculations concerning the end of time than they are interested in the plain Bible presentation on this subject. And the word antichrist in the Bible is a great example of that kind of tendency.